To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's National Christmas Card Day. Joe Cardosi said he didn't want to get any Christmas cards. All right, Grinch. But a lot of people do. One person texts us and says, I love getting Christmas cards, but if you don't send cards, you don't get them. Somebody else says, we send photo cards every year. Another says, my wife sends out hand-drawn Christmas cards. A significant number of people love them. Somebody else says, mailed my 50-plus Christmas cards the day before Thanksgiving. I love getting them, too. I've gotten 7 so far. Another says, I love to get Christmas cards, especially with pics and updates. Another says, I love to get Christmas cards, and I used to like sending them, but with the cost of stamps, it's hard to send out as many. Do you know what a first-class stamp costs right now? See if Jeff Nowak knows. WWL Saints sideline reporter. Hey, Jeff. Any idea
what
I'm good. Any idea what a first-class stamp costs these days?
No, I don't. But I've always been a fan of like the passive aggressive Christmas cards. You know, like those are my favorite. But
give us an example. I mean, give us an example of one of your favorite passive aggressive Christmas cards.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. No, I mean my mom used to always send out Christmas cards, and it was always like, oh, we haven't heard from them this year. But it's a tradition unlike any other. But
here's a picture of our loving family. Happy holidays. But God, I wish you'd call more.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. 78 cents, by the way.
That's a lot. Wow.
A first-class stamp costs 78 cents. I think that makes people really consider who do they really like before they send out Christmas cards. Who am I going to spend 78 cents?
Speaking of passive-aggressive, right?
Yes, to send this card. So there you go. Speaking of aggressive, Tyler Shuck got pretty aggressive with his running game on Sunday. Yesterday, we were talking with WWL NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and he said the Saints no longer have to worry about drafting a quarterback. They've found their quarterback of the future after Tyler Shuck's performance. Do you believe that after these, three games now with Tyler Shuck, that the Saints can comfortably say they know who their quarterback is going forward in the future?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to say that they just wouldn't consider drafting a quarterback. I think a lot's going to depend on where they end up drafting. But I do think there's, you know, you kind of look at it and you say, okay, why are you drafting a quarterback? And if it's to replace the guy you currently have because you don't feel like he can be that guy, I don't know. I feel like what we've seen over his first 5 starts has been enough to give you at least some level of confidence that if you get a high draft pick, you can look a different direction. I think there's a level of you're drafting a quarterback because you have to versus because you want to. And I don't think there is a quarterback in this year's draft, just for example, that the number one overall pick, that whoever team has it, should feel like there's no Joe Burrow. There's no Andrew Luck, right? Like the guy, there may be a quarterback pick number one overall, but it's going to be because the team that's number one overall or the team that trades up to number one overall desperately needs it, right? You're talking about a team like maybe the Browns or the Jets or just a team that's completely just set a sail on the idea of their quarterback being in the building. I think there's a lot for Tyler Shuck to continue to improve on. The funny thing is, I don't think that was even necessarily his best game. It was simply just the game that he did the most exciting things and led the team to a win. I thought he played better in the second half against the Dolphins than he necessarily did in the second half against the Bucs, but the difference is you found a way to win the game, and when you find ways to win the game, you've developed that belief factor that is kind of, it's hard to quantify. DeMario Davis talked about it after the game, and he was like, you know, says when he says things like this guy has the quote-unquote it factor, right? Like, it's just when your teammates believe in you and you can kind of build that confidence that, hey, you're going to get the ball with a chance to go do something and win this game, and you're going to get it done, and I believe you're going to get it done. Like, what are the best quarterbacks in the NFL have in common? You know, they all do it in different ways, but when you give them the ball in winning situations, they play winning football and they find ways to win the game. And having a guy like that at the most important position is worth its weight in gold. So, I mean, I think that, you know, the Saints could go out and draft a quarterback, but I don't think they feel like they have to draft a quarterback, and that's an important place to be in.
We're talking with Jeff Nowak. When we come back, we'll talk about, if not quarterback, what are the top priorities for the Saints in the draft, and we'll talk a little bit about Sunday's game that the Saints have coming up after this check on WWL Traffic. Jeff Nowak with us. Jeff, you said that the Saints have the luxury now of not having to draft a quarterback early in the upcoming draft. So where should their attention be focused? What are the biggest needs, you think, to help this team be a playoff contender next season since they're eliminated this season?
Yeah, you know, it's going to depend on where you draft, right? Like, I think the fascinating thing as you watch it right now is the Saints, if the season ended today, they would draft fifth. But, you know, all those teams are 3-10. The Falcons are 4-9. The Bengals are 4-9. So, and they're all, and so here, if the Saints go out and win a couple games over the final stretch of the season, get to 5 wins, which is very, it is a very clear path to do it. All they have to do is beat the Jets and the Titans for that to happen. You know, you're in the range of potentially picking like 8, 9, 10 instead of, you know, 2, 3, 4, which is a big difference.
Which always gets people saying they should tank, they should try to lose.
Yeah.
And no player
or
coach is ever going to try to lose. So we can end that conversation right here.
Yeah. I mean, in week 18, if it's like you win and you get the 5th pick versus you lose and you get the 3rd pick, or, you know, you get the idea, like that's the only time you might see it. Maybe you sit some players down. The Eagles did that a few years back. I think edge rusher has to be at the top of my priority list. And it's a lot of it is just because, okay, you changed defenses this year. You made it work. You kind of plugged people into roles that, you know, they haven't traditionally done. And I think some guys have handled it better than others. But I do think just a kind of a blue chip edge rusher prospect that, you know, you can just put out there and feel like this is a guy who's perfectly suited for this defense. I think that would be of high value for this team. And keep in mind, like, Brandon Staley is that scheme is going to be here. Like, he's not a guy that's going to get poached for a head coaching job, at least not in the foreseeable future. You know, his name may start appearing if they continue to play well, but, you know, that's going to be the scheme that you roll with for a while. So you need to really kind of set it up for success. And that's the first position I look at. You know, safety would be a high priority for me. Not necessarily in the first round, but I want to invest in safety. Tight end is a position that the Saints have just, for whatever reason, over the last decade, decided not to invest in.
Yeah, since
on the
Jimmy
first.
Graham, really, yeah.
And even that was a third-round pick. You know, you're not talking about first, second-round picks. But even a third-round pick, I'd be satisfied with. They did spend a third-round pick on Adam Trautman a few years back, so that was the one time they really went in on it. But I really would love to see some more investment in that position. But the benefit of having that quarterback, if you feel like you have the quarterback, you can be a little aggressive at the skill positions, because I wouldn't mind seeing them go and find a running back, maybe not in day one, but maybe, you know, day two, maybe mid-second round, mid-third round to pair with the quarterback, because I think that room could use a little bit more depth. Obviously, Alvin's still there. Kendre Miller is still there, but there's just major question marks about what you're going to get from them. Beyond this season, Kendre Miller would be in the final year of his rookie contract, and that's definitely not a guarantee that he makes it through camp if they have a better option. So those are the positions I'd be looking at.
Saints are 2.5-point underdogs hosting the Panthers, who are fighting for their playoff life and to cement first place in the NFC South. How do you like this game Sunday?
Yeah, you know, the Saints have played the Panthers well over the last few years, and obviously they went up to Carolina and handled them. I have kind of this warped idea of Bryce Young as a quarterback, because whenever he plays the Saints, he plays terribly. But then I see these, you know, these stat lines from him playing other teams, and he's doing great. So we'll see. It would be nice for them to put some wins together in front of the home crowd to close things up.
Amen to that. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. You can read much more of what Jeff thinks online at WWL.com. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. It's time for WWL First News. I'm Dave Cohen. Good morning. It's 8:47. We have frost north of the lake this morning with temperatures that have dipped to freezing and feel even in the 20s with those wind chills in the area where we do have a few wind gusts. South of the lake, we're in the 40s, feeling like low 40s, and expect to ride a weather roller coaster for the next 7 days with highs getting into the 70s and then lows getting back into the 30s, and we'll just kind of go up and down and bounce around. The good news is the best weather appears to be on Friday and Saturday, when the weekend looks pretty perfect and lots of people have Christmas parties and other activities this weekend, as it's really the last full weekend before we get into Christmas week. So a lot going on. A federal judge yesterday, you heard the news break here on WWL, approved the Archdiocese's $230 million settlement with hundreds of victims of priest sex abuse in the New Orleans Archdiocese.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This case has been going on for years now. As we have watched it unfold, the demands that financially were anticipated by the Archdiocese because of the lawsuits from those molested by priests forced the Archdiocese into a bankruptcy. And as a result, a bankruptcy judge was overseeing the settlement hearings to determine how much would be paid out to the victims. Joining us to talk about what happened and to look ahead at what's next is Stephanie Regal, writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, and the New Orleans Advocate. Morning, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you?
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It sure has. Over 5.5 years. So yesterday was a momentous day for survivors of clergy sex abuse and Catholics in New Orleans.
It comes at a cost. $230 million was the agreed-upon settlement. Did all of the victims opt into this settlement, or are there still going to be individual lawsuits heard in other courtrooms going forward?
Well, I mean, even if, no, I mean, the lawsuits are gone. And late yesterday, or rather yesterday morning, it appears the last non-settling insurer, Travelers, which had some of the greatest exposure because it insured the church in the 70s, the entire decade of the 70s, more or less, when some of the worst abuse took place. They are going to probably, it looks like, cough in another $75 million, which will bring the settlement pot well over $300. So, I don't know whether most of the survivors opted in, but they almost all, like all but two or three, literally voted in favor of the plan. So that gives you a good indication that they are going to go ahead and, opt into the settlement, because it's their best chance of getting money, and especially with the money from travelers, it's a good deal.
How many victims are we talking about that are going to share this $300 million or so pot?
Well over 600 at this point. There were something like 660 claims filed in the case. Now, many of them came in late, way late, after the bar date that had been set by the judge in 2021. But the church has not said it is going to contest any of those. So there's an independent claims administrator who was selected by the plaintiffs committee, by the abuse committee, and a local lawyer. And he will evaluate every single claim to determine whether it's credible and then assign points to the claimant based on the nature of the abuse, the duration of the abuse, you know, the long-term pain and suffering that the individual has endured. And that will determine how much they are entitled to. So it's not like you take.
So not everyone gets roughly $2 million.
By 600. Yeah. No, right. I mean, you don't divide it evenly among 600 something people.
So this is it. The bankruptcy is over. The lawsuits are over. The settlement is in. And now the Archdiocese moves forward with far less money, reorganized, and can put this at least legally in the rearview mirror, right?
And I think that's an important point. Legally, they can put this behind them. I think the ripple effects of this will be felt for a long, long time. There's a lot of trust to be rebuilt, trust that maybe can never be rebuilt. You know, I think many people will never quite look at the church in the same way. And also throughout this process, both to raise money to help fund the settlement and also just in response to changes in the city, changes in habits of worship, demographic changes in New Orleans, which is an aging, shrinking city, this church has, you know, shrunk its footprint. They've sold off their elderly care nursing home business. They're in the process of selling Christopher Homes, the 14 apartment complexes for low-income seniors. They sold surplus real estate. They will continue to sell surplus real estate to the extent that they are able. There's not a huge market for old churches and old schools in, you know, questionable neighborhoods. And then you know, they have also consolidated parishes. In 2023, about just a little over 2 years ago, Amond closed or consolidated 11 parishes, which was 10% of the total at the time. And he said then that more were on the way. And then I think because the bankruptcy was so heated and really at a challenging moment at that point, late 23, early 24, they just didn't want the heartache and the negative publicity and the real, you know, community pain that would cause. And so they didn't do it. But I think more will come because it's just, I mean, irrespective of the bankruptcy, it's inevitable.
So it is a new and different church as a result of everything that has unfolded, leading from the child sex abuse by clergy. And this is it for Archbishop Gregory Amond, too. He said he was retiring after seeing through, because he's reached the maximum age for an archbishop. He's now set to retire now that he's seen this process through.
Sometime in 2026, he still has said he will meet with, and this is part of the settlement, he's going to meet with all of the survivors. There's a very process set up where he's going to go to each section of the diocese, I forget the term they used for it, and hold community meetings. So he has to complete some of those duties before he officially steps down at some time in 26.
Thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate your coverage of this over the years and joining us here on WWL. Have a great day.
Bye.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We need to check on WWL traffic.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.